Welcome back to the Mulberry Book Drop.
Episode 6. Oh my gosh, this month has flown by. What's going on with you, Sarah?
Oh, so much. I've been in school. I now have a roommate. I binge Squid Games. You know, all the fun stuff. What about you?
Oh, all things marching band for my family. We got after school band, football games, concession stands. So we're just all sorts of exhausted at my house. But I do love, love, love seeing the kids out there just having fun on the fields. And it's awesome. You marched when you were in school, didn't you?
I did.
Do you miss it?
There are some times where I miss it. I actually went to the high school your boys go to. So, I remember one time we were on the field, and it had to have been like my sophomore year of high school, and somebody in my section actually fell over in the middle of the halftime show.
Oh, no.
And it was just kind of like a domino effect. And it didn't hit me, but I turned around and I just see everyone laying on the ground.
I think that's like every marching person's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Should I try and get them to put together like an alumni opportunity? We can get you back on the field.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you know what else? Remember last month how we were talking about like books to film?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had mentioned that I wanted to see The Kite Runner and The Queen's Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
I finally watched them both.
And?
I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh.
Yeah, like The Kite Runner, they actually kept in all of those quotes and important moments that I was really fearful they were going to cut out, because you can only put so much in a movie, right?
Yeah.
There's always going to be more in the book.
Right.
So I was nervous, but it was very, very well done. And
okay.
Then The Queen's Gambit, it's kind of a dark story, but it's so beautifully pieced together. Like, it's about chess. And so there's times where she's pretending to, like, replay a chess match in her head, but she's staring at the ceiling. And you see this chessboard on the ceiling, and all of a sudden the pieces are kind of hanging down, and she's moving them with, like, a motion of her hand. And, yeah, it's really beautiful. What do they call that? Cinematography or something?
I think so.
Where it's, like, the coloring. I don't know. The colors and the... It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh. So, but I still have to say, though, you know what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Read the book, too.
Yes, please read the book.
All right, so we have a little bit of housekeeping this month, but this month is all fun stuff. So we wanted to remind you that we are meeting in person, and we have several new programs. For our younger friends, we have Bark for Books, as well as Book as a Craft, or Book and a Craft. And the Bark for Books, you do have to register for a time slot. And then Book and a Craft. So Bark for Books is your reading to one of our furry friends. And then our Book and a Craft is we read to you the book, and then we do a craft together, which is super fun. And we actually have a new program also called Game On. And that one is actually each like age group has one. But the one that we played a couple weeks ago was Headbands with the elementary crowd. And it was so much fun. Like, we went to stop to switch games, and they didn't want to stop. They wanted to keep going. And my favorite part is that it wasn't a game on a phone. It wasn't a game on the, like, gaming console. I was never that kid. I never played those kind of games. I've always been, like, a card game person or, like, Monopoly. But Monopoly ruins friendships, so we did not bring that one out. But we had a lot of fun, and they get to meet other kids their own age. And it's not through the phone, and it's not by phones. And so that was super, super fun. Is there anything else you can think of?
Yeah, we actually have some new stuff for our adults, too.
Ooh.
So in September, we started a genealogy club, and that meets every third Saturday at 10 a.m. And we also have somebody from the Polk Historical and Genealogical Library that is going to be with us every few months. So,
cool.
Yeah, and like for October, they took us on a deep dive through Ancestry.com. So
Ooh.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. And then this month, October, we are also starting a craft club. And that's going to be every third Friday at 10 a.m. And that's for all crafts. So if you're a knitter or a crocheter, if you like needlepoint, if you're working to put together a quilt, maybe you want to learn a craft, or you just want to come play with some of our scraps. The whole goal is mainly socialization and community, but also to help teach others and learn from others. So it's just going to be a really nice space for everybody to hang out together. And I'm hoping maybe somebody will teach me how to knit. So I've been learning for several years now. So.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. And then we still have our author gems going on. We have one more, and it's going to be coming up on November 10th at 6 p.m., and they are actually vegan bakers in Winter Haven. Ooh. Yeah, they have this wonderful cookbook out called Chasing Vegan, and they actually just opened a brick and mortar in Winter Haven now where they're so serving lunches and all, you know, so pizzas, burgers, all that kind of stuff.
Yum.
Yeah, and they have a really interesting story, so I'm very excited for them to come, but the Author Gem series has been phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's been a really fun way to kind of highlight some people in the community with the books that they wrote, and the way that they're presenting them has been really cool. So the Gem Theater is an awesome space for that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, but if you guys have questions about any of those, please make sure you contact the library. We'd love to have you join us.
Yeah. So we have other things in the works too right now, and we don't want to give too much away. But we'll give a little teaser and say that we will actually soon be able to help people that maybe have not finished their high school diploma. So we'll keep you guys up to date as we get more details and as we can share more. But we are super excited to get to start helping people.
It's so cool. All right, are we ready for today?
Yeah, we are.
Today we're talking about book clubs.
Ooh.
I know, I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite things. Sarah, were you ever part of a book club outside of the library?
So kind of funny that you ask that. I'm actually in the process of starting one with some of my friends outside of the library. So I'm not sure exactly when we'll get to start because I'm in school. So we're just trying to juggle everything. But that one's going to kind of focus a lot on like our mental health and things like that. So I'm really excited. But what about you?
Oh, you know I have, and I still am. When I was living in New York, I actually had a few friends. We started a club together, and, you know, we'd rotate houses and snack duty and selecting the books and stuff, and so it was a little hard when I moved, but we actually kept it up. We still meet over Zoom together every, like, month or two.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great, and, you know, like you said, it really is kind of a mental health break. It's nice just to talk to people and, you know, we're not one of those book clubs where you see the goofy memes where it's just an excuse to get out of the house. We do actually talk about the books. We're pretty serious about them. We text each other in between the months and talk about other books and things too. So it's, I don't know, I love it.
Yeah, knowing you, I don't doubt that. I'm pretty sure you're serious. So how about for book clubs? I ask you questions and then you answer them.
Okay. But you have to promise to jump in if I forget something.
Deal. Okay. So our first question is going to be kind of like two questions since I feel that they lead toward the same answer. So who are book clubs for and is there an age limit?
Book clubs are for everyone and there really is no age limit. The biggest thing is you just want to find one that's being offered, you know, for your specific group. So, like, if you check with your local library or with us, we have them for elementary, we have them for middle school, we have them for high school, and we have them for our adults. So I think they're so important because they foster that interest in reading and, I don't know, I would say just contact us. Like I said, we have them for every age group. And then even like Sarah mentioned earlier, we also offer for the younger crowd that Bark for Books to really kind of get kids interested in reading. Persia's awesome for that. Mm-hmm. She's the most sweetest dog ever. You know, so it gives them a chance to kind of read aloud. But that itself is also a book club. And then the book and a craft, that again is for those younger kids. And it really helps them understand by reading the story and doing a craft that's associated with it. It's such a great thing. And, you know, for our purposes, when we say adult, we do think of 18 and older. But if you think that a 20-something-year-old and a 60-something-year-old can't find some sort of common ground when they're discussing a book, I have to say I beg to differ.
Same.
I have had some of the best conversations in my book clubs with these different age groups. You can learn so much from each other, and it's incredible what a thriller mystery can bring out in a conversation, just like reading a biography of a famous person might bring out. It's so incredible the things that people can share.
Oh, so true. Okay, so I have another question.
Okay.
Why should I join one?
Because they're fun. Seriously, though, book clubs are a wonderful way to meet others in the community, and they can help you make new friends. I would say never assume that, you know, we're all of one mind just because we're reading the same book. So again, it goes back to this high probability that you're going to learn something from someone else. You might learn something from the book, but you might also learn something from someone else in the book club. And, you know I deal more with the adults, but what I love the most is as they become regulars and they get more comfortable with each other, when they show up for group, it's like, hey, how's your grandkids? How's your dog? You know, And after group, sometimes we'll be leaving the library, like we lock up to go home, and I'll see them still in the parking lot talking to each other. Uh-huh. It really is just this amazing sense of community. And I also find it very entertaining when, you know, you have this like hardcore mystery reader, right? And they come to book club and you're like, hey, what did you think of the book? And we read like Virgin River by Robin Carr, and they're like, I actually liked it. And they're it's so much fun to get somebody outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh my goodness. Okay, so what do you do there, like in your book club?
So many things. Well, if you're under 18, so if you're part of one of our like elementary, middle, and high school book clubs, obviously there's still questions about the monthly title. But we also like to keep it fun. We do games related to the book, crafts, snacks. There's always laughter. I've never seen or heard a book club without laughter. And it's so great to see the kids having fun. And, you know, what I love the most, and you've probably witnessed this too, but like, you know, when the kid comes for the very first time ever, like maybe mom or dad mm-hmm. was like, you have to go to a book club. Like we need to do something because they're trying to hit their AR goal. Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, we want them to come. We want to help them. And so they grudgingly go to that first book club. And then when it's over, they come up to us at the circulation desk. Mm-hmm. And with this look on their face, they're like, I had so much fun. And next thing you know, they start to recognize other kids in the library because they've been at book club together. And then they realize they go to the same school, and it just opens up this whole new world for them.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny that you bring that up because it made me think of the quote, which I actually just saw like 10 minutes ago. And we say it a lot at the library, is that when people tell us that they don't like to read and we're like, no, you just haven't found the right book. If you join a book club, the odds of you finding that right book, those odds just got a whole lot higher for you. And like when we can do that with kids, if they like all of a sudden find a book that they like, and then they go over and they want to read everything in that series, and then it leads them to another series and another series, and it's down the rabbit hole. That is the best thing that we can do for our jobs, is like help readers find what they love to read.
It really is the highest compliment, I think.
Yeah.
I love it. I will say, too, for the adult book clubs, I don't want you to think that only the kids get to have fun. We do a little more with discussion questions. You know, obviously the adults really like to deep dive into the books and stuff. But this year I've also been trying to do a little more learning. So like as an example, we read a book recently that took place mainly in Gramercy Park, which is in New York City. And it was really interesting because some of my book club members had actually been to that park. Like they lived near it and they had been in it before. Yeah. So they were sharing stories of having been in the park. And then I also had put up like a thing on the screen. I had a PowerPoint, and it was all this information about Gramercy Park, which a lot of us didn't realize. So there's so many rules. Like you cannot run in the park. You can't walk. I know. What kind of park is this? You can't walk your dog in the park. It's mainly a park for people to sit and play chess. Oh. Like you can watch the birds and you can play chess, but you can't do much else.
Oh my goodness. It's like all the short films for Disney.
And it's also, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, Sarah, but it's that park where you actually need a key to get into.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you lose your key, it's like $1,000 to replace it. And if you lose it a second time, it's $2,000 to replace it.
I'm out. I'd lose it.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's in, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So, but that's some of the stuff, like, because I always read the books along with my adults. And so then I do like to do the, like, go on Google, find out some information, something I can share with them that maybe they didn't know. And then when we did the Kite Runner, one of my regulars, she actually brought her passport with all the stamps because she had lived there for a while.
Wow.
And she had photos and all these stories. Oh, cool. And, you know, that's the thing about when you get to know the other book club members and there is a certain amount of comfort and trust that is built between everybody, you'd be surprised what they would share. And it just makes the book club so much more.
Aww.
It's, you know, we really do talk about the book, but books often relate to our lives as well.
Yeah.
And so I just love the respect that everybody has for each other when we're in there, you know.
I love that.
Yeah, and we do fun things too. Like, I've done Kahoot for them before, which is like a little trivia quiz thing. I don't know if you remember when I did the A Redbird Christmas by Fanny Flagg a couple Christmases ago. We made little bird seed things. Like, I did a little craft with them. Yeah. So, you know, I still do fun things for my adults. And snacks. We try to do snacks.
Love it. Oh, snacks. Oh, snacks. Amazing. Okay, so what if I don't like the book?
Oh my gosh, still come to book club. You know, there is something to be said. We are not all always going to agree on everything. And I've really been stressing this year, especially with my adults, that just because a book's not for you doesn't mean it's not for someone else. And so even when I'm reading, I try to see, well, maybe I didn't like it, but why might someone else? Because I do still suggest books to people. And so I like when people come in and they have this different point of view. And as long as it's presented in a respectful manner, there's no reason you can't still have this amazing discussion together about the book and to still take something away from the experience of book club and reading the book.
Oh, so true. That's good. Okay, so what if I don't finish the book?
Still come, but be prepared for spoilers. We have had that happen in ours a few times. well, so here's the thing. Sometimes we pick out books and there are enough in the county to go around. And maybe over the course of a month or two, something gets lost and now we have a few less copies.
Mm.
And so we have had this situation a couple times this year, and my regulars have been great. They try to read it fast, get it back in so it can go to the next person. But on occasion, we've had one or two people who maybe couldn't quite finish it, and they still come to book club. And, you know, we discuss as far as we can, and then we kind of warn them, like, there might be some spoilers now. Are you going to be okay? And it's like, yeah, no, go ahead. I'm still going to finish it after, you know, after this. So I still say come, though. You know, whether you plan on finishing it or you don't, I think there's still a lot to take away from, again, the experience of being in book club.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you're just on fire today.
Thank you.
Okay, so I know we kind of touched on this a little bit, but are there snacks? Because I like snacks.
Whenever we can. okay, so the biggest one for the younger kids, a lot of your kids walk to us after school. So if you're not familiar with where we're located, we are like 2 blocks from an elementary school, 2 blocks from a middle school, 2 blocks from a high school. And your kids come to us after school several days a week. And a lot of them do come for our clubs. And so we try really hard to make sure that we have snacks for them. We don't want your kids coming to us starving and tired. And, you know, so we do everything we can to try and make sure that it's an enjoyable experience for them. My adults, we kind of, due to recent events, we kind of took a break from snacks, and I'm in the process of getting the snacks going again.
Oh.
Yes. So I did offer them tea and stuff at Read a Latte the other day. You know, so I think we're in a situation now where we can start putting things out again. So,
oh, gotcha.
You know, we keep it small. It's nothing crazy. It's not like some giant potluck or anything, but we, but we still gonna try and feed you.
Yeah, for the younger kids, we definitely try to give them, like, we'll do, like, individually, like, wrapped, the, like, chips, with the individual chip bags, we'll do that kind of thing, but there is one thing that I wanted to mention, especially, I do the elementary book club, the 3rd through 5th grade one, and, we run into this a lot, you know, with, different families and stuff, but we do try to gear, books that aren't like, I'm trying to think of like the right like words for it, but we do try to keep like common ground kind of things, because we're running into a lot of parents, you know, they don't want their kids to read certain things, which we totally respect and understand. So do know that when we do pick out books, especially for the younger kids, that we are trying to pick out books that we think everybody would enjoy and everybody would like to read. So that's all, you know.
It's true. We do try to keep age-appropriate content.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. That's like the... Those were the words I was struggling for.
I was in your brain.
Thank you.
You know, but even for the adults, though, sometimes stuff comes up in books, and that's usually part of the discussion. And, you know, we don't all always have the exact same feelings about every little single thing.
Right.
And, you know, when we select books, we don't always know what the content inside is going to be. So that's the biggest thing, is just always being respectful.
Yeah.
You know.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, was there any other questions about book club? I think that covered most of it, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody can always ask us if they have any other questions.
Yes, they can. That went by really fast. I was excited to talk about book clubs. you know, and if you're a little worried about kind of being forced to read a book, like some people feel like I shouldn't be told that this is the book I have to read this month. I did create a Read a Latte Society, which meets every first Friday at 10 a.m. And just so you know, there is no required reading for that club. We just get together, we talk about books that we love, authors we enjoy, we share titles with each other and suggestions. And I think you were at the desk the other day when we were meeting, so maybe Sarah can attest to this, but there was a lot of laughing.
Oh my goodness, y'all sound like you were having a party in there.
We were.
I was like, is this book club? Yes. And I was like, well, you can have that much fun in a book club. It's true.
Yes. You know, and like I said, it's just, we talk about books, authors, quotes, I mean, anything related to reading. And it's just, it is so much fun. So much fun. Okay, so before we close out of here then, Sarah, I gotta know, are you reading anything right now?
I am. So I am actually reading quite a bit of stuff. So I am reading Carrie by Stephen King, and because, you know, we're in spooky season. And then I'm also reading The Walking Dead comics, which I may have mentioned last month. I don't remember. But one of our patrons, I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, and she was like, have you ever read the comics? And I was like, no. And so I started reading them, and I love them both completely separate. So like we were talking about some of those movies last month, I love them separately. Because if you start comparing them, you are just going to get angry. So I love them separately. But yeah, so that's what I'm currently reading. What about you?
I just finished a book that was for my New York book club.
Oh.
Yes. It's called The Night Swim, and I believe the author's name is Megan Golden. I was pleasantly surprised.
Really?
Yes. It ticked all of my boxes. The main character in it, she's a podcaster.
Oh.
I know. And every few episodes when you're reading it, it was actually like reading an episode of her podcast, which I just thought was such a creative... I just really enjoyed it. The main subject matter of the book is a possible trigger warning for some people, so please read the flap before you decide if you want to read it. But I, for one, just absolutely loved it. I thought it was really creative. It flew by, and I really enjoyed it.
I may have to take a look at that one.
I think maybe you do.
I like a book about a podcast.
That's awesome. So real quick before we close out, if anybody's still a little apprehensive about book clubs and, you know, that you worry that you don't know how to discuss a book or something, please try coming to one. Let us lead you. That's what we're here for. It really is one of our favorite things about our job. And we would just really love to have you guys come be a part of it.
Yeah, we find that kids are especially nervous speaking in front of others. So book club is a perfect place to practice this life skill. I'm actually currently in a public speaking class for school, and it's very interesting to me. And don't get me wrong, everyone does great in the class, but you can tell how nervous even just these adults are. So if we can instill this in our kids at this age, then like they can only thrive from here. That's one of the biggest things that jobs look for, is good communication skills. And so this is a way that they can, you know, work on those communication skills.
Oh, so. I 100% agree with you on that one. I love that. It really is. It's a life skill that everybody needs. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And if you're worried about reading a book a month, because we know that that can seem like a lot, we firmly believe in listening to books. That is reading. Bethany, I know that you are a huge audiobook person. So am I. Currently, I'm on like more of a podcast kind of feel than I am audiobooks, but it's okay. I kind of flip-flop between two. But we have apps that you can use your library card, get those books for free. It's Libby, Hoopla. Those would be great. And you can always call us to inquire about the CD version. So when do you typically listen to audiobooks again?
I listen to them while I'm running or walking the dog or gardening or cooking. I really listen to them a lot.
Yeah. And we also want to remind you that you do not have to have a membership to be a part of our book clubs. So if you can only meet 4 times a year, please come those 4 times a year. We do have a couple people that still read along with the book clubs, even though they're not able to come to the book clubs, because, you know, 1 month they may get a free time where they can come. So please, like, keep reading, keep enjoying. We still want to hear what you think about the books. So don't let that stop you.
I do find that books tend to come back sometimes, too, at a later discussion.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, even if you say you can't be there in February, but then all of a sudden in June you're there and somebody refers to the book from February, if you're still kind of reading along in your own time, you would know exactly what they're talking about. So, you know, it's very common for those old titles to pop back up.
Oh, yeah. And if you're, like, nervous about coming to a book club by yourself, please don't. You don't know who you're going to meet in this book club. It can be your new best friend. So, I mean, hey, stop by, join a book club. It'll be fun.
I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes it's fun just to chat.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So, book clubs are where it's at, guys.
Yeah. So, join one.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, thank you for asking me all those questions, Sarah.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad that we could talk about it because this is, we get hit with these questions a lot, so.
We do. So, well, I think we're probably going to head out now. So it'll be another month before you'll get to hear our sweet voices again, but I'm kind of excited about next month.
Ooh, you want to give a little taste?
Well, the holidays are coming.
I said taste, you said holidays.
I did. I do love holiday food.
We made a funny.
So, one of my favorite things about the holidays, though, gift giving.
Ooh.
Especially when it relates to books and reading.
Oh my gosh, we have this in common. I love receiving gifts. So, you know, you love gift giving.
Maybe I'll pull your name this year.
Hey, maybe.
Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yeah, and we'll see you next month. Bye.